Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Speaking of Schools, the podcast that comes weekly from South Carolina's Department of Education here at this website. I'm Doug Keel. A couple of conversations today we think you'll find interesting. If you're a teacher looking for recertification hours, South Carolina ETV might have just what you're looking for. Betty Jameson will join us today. Betty's from ETV, in charge of recertification courses, and she describes what's coming up for the winter term. We'll also have some thumbnail sketches for you of three award-winning programs, programs selected as finalists in the What Works SC competition, and we'll be hearing about Parents as Teachers, Reach Out and Read, as well as South Carolina's Teacher Cadet Program. It's an informative podcast coming up, and we hope you'll stay with us as we're speaking of schools. Recertification courses through South Carolina Educational Television are about to begin, and we wanted to give teachers one more shot at getting involved in these excellent courses for recertification credit. So we've asked Betty Jameson to join us. Betty's with SCETV. She works with the recertification courses. And Betty, there's not a whole lot of time left, is there?
That's right, Doug. You need to get on the stick right now and sign up. Registration is open now through February 8th for the ETV teacher recertification courses for the winter session. And the winter session runs from January 25th through March 21st. So the ETV teacher recertification, we provide renewal courses for teachers to renew their SC teaching certificates. None of these are graduate courses. They're all renewal courses. So register today. The deadline, like I say, to register is February 8th, a little while after the session starts, but we let you register through then. So in terms of these courses, Doug, teachers may start their work in a course when the session opens, and in this case for winter, it's January 25th, and they must complete by the session end date, which is for the winter session is March 21st. So here's really what the teachers need to know about these courses. All of the ETV teacher certification courses are approved by the SC Department of Education for renewal credit for South Carolina teachers who hold a South Carolina teaching certificate. The 20 renewal credit courses are facilitated online and they're self-paced. So that means that you can complete them at your own pace at 2 in the morning on Saturday, Sunday, anytime you want, as long as you finish by the session end date. Now, some teachers take one course. Some teachers will take 6 courses in a session to get their 120 renewal credits. It doesn't matter. You can take from 1 to 6. All the courses we have that are 20 renewal credits are offered in each session we run. And we run 5 sessions a year. So we have winter, spring 1, spring 2, summer, and fall. So you can pick the session that you think you have the most time that you can dedicate to getting your renewal credit. Now, that's a little bit about the 20 renewal credit courses, but we have something special going on right now in winter session. Twice a year, usually in fall and winter, we offer 160 renewal credit course, and that's Natural History In and Out of the Classroom with Rudy Mankey. And it's the only 60 renewal credit course we offer as part of the ETV teacher recertification courses. Now, this course is self-paced, the Natural History course with Rudy Mankey, but there are 4 deadlines within the time period, and this course runs a little longer. It does not end on March 21st like the others. It ends on April 16th with a face-to-face meeting with Rudy here in Columbia. So everyone that takes the course loves that. The participants love to come to Columbia and talk with Rudy after they've taken the course. Okay, here's a bit more, though, on the 20 renewal credit courses, because, like I said, we have the 160 course, the Natural History, but we have over 50 different 20 renewal credit courses that we offer each session. We have them in English Language Arts, Math, Science, Social Studies, in the Arts, and also general topics such as SC Teachers on Teaching and Safe Schools. I wanted to tell our educators a little bit about this popular Safe Schools Bullying and Cyber Safety course. It's only been offered for about a year, and it's very popular. And actually, we have 2 of them. One of them is designed for teachers who teach grades K through 5, and the other is designed for teachers who teach middle school and high school. And each course, both of those Safe Schools Bullying and Cyber Safety courses, provide information on creating a safer school climate. They use interviews and discussions with school personnel, psychologists, and other professionals, along with the dramatic reenactments, and the lessons delve into the important issues of rumors, teasing, harassment, gossiping, threats, and violence as we address conflict, bullying, and cyber safety to build a safe school environment. So again, teachers can enroll in either the Safe Schools Bullying and Cyber Safety course for elementary grades or the Safe Schools Bullying and Cyber Safety course for middle high. This 20 renewal credit course is offered in our current session and the winter session, and it's enrolling now, so it's not too late. Now through February 8th, you can get involved. Go to our site, find out more about the course or any of the other courses. You can read the descriptions. You can register by going to scetv.org/recertification. Again, that's scetv.org/recertification. So teachers can go to that site, find out about all the courses, read the descriptions, and register. So educators, really, you know, how can you find out, how do you know what's being offered by ETV to help teachers with renewing their certificate? One great way is to go to the ETV Education blog, and you can find that by going to ETV's main webpage, scetv.org, and click on the education bullet up at the top in the blue bar, look down, and then click education blog or blog, and that'll tell you, give you information all about everything we offer. Also, you can sign up to receive the education newsletter, which we call the Ed News Bulletin, and this is emailed to educators around the first of the month 10 times a year. So we invite educators to sign up to get the ETV Ed News Bulletin. You can do that by going to the ETV homepage at scetv.org, look at the bottom of the homepage for newsletters, and then select education. By signing up for that education newsletter, you'll find out about all the courses ETV offers, not only the ETV teacher recertification courses, but also the PBS Teacher Line courses and other courses like Teacher Step that are offered through Converse University, Converse College. So you'll get also more valuable information on ETV and PBS programs, and also keep up with ETV's educational services such as Streamline SC, Know It All Media, and PBS Learning Media. You can find out all about that through the ETV blog. And great, if you sign up for the ETV newsletter, you'll get it to you 10 times a year.
I was going to say that ETV newsletter is chock full of good information. It really is a great publication coming out of your office.
Thank you. We try to keep the education community really informed on what is going on here with all the ETV and PBS programs that you can use in your classroom, also what's new with Streamline SC and all the other educational services that ETV provides, including the professional development that we offer, which people often forget about. You know, ETV is more than what you just watch on your channel at home with the great programs online. There's so many educational services that ETV offers for our educators around the state. So we invite everyone to go to scetv.org/recertification, or you can call the ETV Education Office at 1-800-277-3245 or 1-888-761-8132 to get information. So take advantage of these great renewal courses that ETV offers and sign up for that education newsletter so you'll know when they're coming and all about them and how to sign up the next time.
I can remember when I was getting recertification hours that I had to be at a certain place at a certain time. I had to reserve a certain day out of the week that I was going to be there in order to get those credits. Now, Teachers can go in their pajamas. They can go any way they want to. That recertification virtual courses, that really is great for teachers. It makes it a whole lot simpler.
It is. And in those days, Doug, I remember that too. And you had to leave and leave your family. Now you can do this whenever you find the time around your schedule. It just has to be completed, you know, by the end of that session. So anytime in there. We had a great teacher down in Mount Pleasant area who took a lot of our courses this past fall, and she said that it was another super offering from ETV, and she was so thankful for the resources that ETV provides, and she really told us that the real-world information was most helpful, and she felt that so much of the knowledge she learned through the courses she would be able to transfer to what she did for the betterment of her students. So we love hearing from educators that they really are taking advantage of these services, and they are using that knowledge in the classroom to really engage students every day.
Great service from South Carolina ETV, Betty Jamison with SCE TV recertification. Once again, that website, scetv.org/recertification.
Or give us a call at 1-800-277-3245 or 1-888-761-8132. And if you're in the Columbia area, you're welcome to call us at 737-3245.
Classes begin January 25th. Registration closes February 8th. We thank Betty Jamison with SCE TV for being with us today on Speaking of Schools. Back in October, at a luncheon given in Columbia, the Dick and Tunky Riley What Works SC Award for Excellence was handed down. There were three finalists for this award, and we're going to give you some information about all three. The first two will be the runners-up, parents as teachers, as well as Reach Out and Read. And then we'll have information about Sarah's Teacher Cadet Program. And that was the winner of the 2015 Dick and Tunky Riley What Works SC Award for Excellence. We'll be previewing these three. And first of all, here's parents as teachers. And the first voice you'll hear is that of Mary Ann Matthews, who's Director of Parenting Programs with South Carolina First Steps and the Parents as Teachers State Leader for South Carolina.
Parents as Teachers is an evidence-based home visitation program that is all over the country, and in South Carolina, it's our largest home visiting program. The program actually serves families of children who are prenatal up through kindergarten.
Well, this program is very important because it has a great impact in the family's life. The first and most important is that we help parents to develop attachment with the child. And many parents have told me that after the activities and with the activities we do, they feel that they love their children even more.
There are four components to the model. It includes personal home visits in the home with the families. It also includes screening of children in the home to be sure that there are not any developmental delays, as well as connecting families to community resources, so referring families out, and it includes a family networking, called what we call group connections, where families come together and share and have parent education classes.
It has helped me learn to be a productive parent and to help my child develop in learning.
The program is unique in the sense that it includes wherever the family is, whatever their needs are, the program can go in and begin to work with their specific issues. Depending on the age of the child, they work around child development for the age of that child or any issues that may be going on in the home. They focus on family well-being and certainly development-centered parenting practices. So it's really geared towards the family needs and what the family is interested in learning more about to help their child get ready for school.
I was always told if mama not happy, the house is not happy. So we make sure that mama gets what she wants to run a happy home. That means she can work with the children or her child. And usually we have, like today we have parent dads involved, which is great because very seldom we have dads involved.
The program has helped me because like it's a lot of things that I didn't know how to do it with my daughter, and they'll teach me and they'll show me ways to show her things that I didn't know how to show her.
Her future is going to be a success, as in going to school, she's going to know, I'm not saying she's going to know more stuff than other kids, but she's going to be on that same level. She's not going to be below.
We just know that this can make a big difference, and even though it's always hard to show that, we know that kindergarten teachers, when children come in, they can tell the difference. And every child deserves a chance to start out school on a level playing field with other children who are more privileged.
The other runner-up featured at the banquet, Reach Out and Read, and we'll hear from Kaylee Bulware, the executive director of Reach Out and Read Carolinas.
Reach Out and Read is a medically based and evidence-based program where we partner with medical practices that see children for their pediatric checkups starting at birth. And we train providers to integrate a vital literacy and early language message into the pediatric well visit so that at every checkup, families are learning about their child's healthy development and also the role that healthy brain development plays in that process and in getting their children ready for school and ready for success in life.
We feel that Reach Out and Read is a critical program for our clinic, and we're very fortunate to be able to participate in it. It's important from the doctor's perspective because we're able to analyze the children and look at their developmental milestones. It's also important for us to talk to parents about the importance of reading to their children at night and the success that it could set them up for in the future.
Reach Out and Read has helped me and my family as far as my daughter learning concepts of say words. She's at the point now where she's trying to say, go, cat. I read to her every night. I think it helps as far as when she gets maybe a little older, she'll know how to go ahead and sound stuff out now that I'm helping her and things of that sort.
Reach Out and Read has a tremendous impact, and it's because of the really creative and unique model we have working through the medical home. Here in South Carolina, we reach right now more than 115,000 children living in poverty each year through the medical home, and that continues to grow every year. So it's a very wide reach across all counties of the state, and it's really a program that's easy to scale and easy to grow because physicians are very engaged and very ready to grow the program in the way that they practice medicine. So it's just a matter of us getting into every single one of those places that children are going for well care, pediatric offices, family practice offices, community health departments, anywhere where families are.
So Reach Out and Read has been great for me to be involved with. For me, it's been a great way for me to be able to connect with my patients. So whenever we go into the room and provide them with a book, we suddenly become their best friend, which makes it much easier for us to examine them throughout the visit. And also just the impact that we see down the road when these kids come back for their even 6, 7, 8-year-old well-child check and their teachers are writing down that they're doing great in reading, to know that we had an impact on that is a good feeling.
As a mom, I'm big on education, reading, writing, math, any of that. And I want her to grow up and know, you know, reading is fundamental. Education is key. And she needs to know, you know, I'm just trying to help her as she gets older to know how to read. It makes me really happy when I see her happy and ready to read. It really does.
It's a very efficient and effective program, yes, but it's a true two-generational approach to changing the lives of children. What we know is that we can break the cycle of poverty in a single generation by allowing children to experience educational success and success in school and success with their dreams. You really can travel anywhere, do anything, dream anything through a book. And I think it's a really powerful, a powerful tool to give a child and a very powerful tool to give a parent. The power to change this trajectory for your child in a single generation.
Even though she doesn't understand a word I'm saying, she'll catch on, and I think that it'll help her in the future. Reach out and read.
Finally, on the podcast today, we hear from Marcella Wine-Schneider, who is Director of Pre-Collegiate Programs with the South Carolina Center for Educator Recruitment, Retention, and Advancement, the winner of the Dick and Tunky Riley, the 2015 Award for Excellence, going to South Carolina's Teacher Cadet Program.
The Teacher Cadet Program is a highly effective high school recruitment program aimed at attracting the state's best and brightest students to the teaching profession. Its mission is to encourage those students who are academically talented and possess superb interpersonal and leadership skills to consider teaching as a viable career option.
The best part about being in the Teacher Cadet Program is all the experience that you get with all that you can learn about how to work with kids. Especially for me, I want to be an elementary school teacher. So just with all the experience and work that I get with that, it's a huge help.
The best part about being in the Teacher Cadet Program would be not only learning skills in the classroom and teaching experiences, but being able to go out and to practice them.
We need good teachers. And I think that's what's so important, is that this program allows them to see in high school that they might have the skills and the abilities and the desire to become a teacher, whether it's in elementary or whether it's middle school or whether it's in high school. And by getting out in the schools and doing their field experience, doing observations, they can work and they can see that.
Our children deserve high quality, effective teachers, and Teacher Cadets helps give them that. We work on leadership skills. We learn how to work with others. We give them caring, considerate, enthusiastic, passionate teachers. And I had just this last year, I had 12 former Teacher Cadets begin their first year of teaching, 9 in this district and 1 just down the hall from me.
The best part to me would have to be my interactions with my classmates as well as the children that we partner with in different schools. It definitely brings a sense of community to what we're doing for the Teacher Cadet Program.
And it's extremely important because it prepares high school students like myself to get an opportunity to learn how the mind works and to go out and get a field experience before they go off to college and choose their major or what they want to do in the future.
It's so important and so critical to give students the opportunity to have these experiences, to kind of explore this type of opportunity and educational experience to determine what they want to do. A lot of my friends going into college, they didn't know what they wanted to do. They changed majors a lot. But going into it, I always knew I'm going to do education. So that was really helpful to me. It just gave me direction. And I think allowing students to kind of have that experience before they get to college gives them a little more direction, knowing, yes, I want to do education, or no, I don't want to do education. Let me try and find something else where my skills are valuable or where I would excel more.
Research has shown that the single most important factor in a child's life is that classroom teacher. Without classroom teachers, we will have an economic and also an educational crisis on our hands.
I feel like it helps shape our future in education. Like, if we don't have enough good teachers, then what's going to become of the people that have to be taught later on?
Once again, we offer our congratulations to the 3 finalists for the Dick and Tunky Riley 2015 What Works SC Award, runners-up parents as teachers in Reach Out and Read, and of course the winner, South Carolina's Teacher Cadet Program. That's it for today. Speaking of schools from South Carolina's Department of Education, we've enjoyed being with you, and we hope that you've enjoyed hearing what you have heard from Betty Jamison with South Carolina Educational Television. with the information about recertification credit for teachers, and also Mary Ann Matthews from Parents as Teachers, Kaylee Bulware from Reach Out and Read, Marcella Wine Snyder from the Teacher Cadet Program, and of course the other participants in those various programs. We're here each week speaking of schools and hope that you can be with us. And of course, next week it'll be more of the same as we feature news from education around South Carolina. For South Carolina's Department of Education, asking that you join us then for Speaking of Schools, I'm Doug Keith.